Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This Thursday morning, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley, here with my lovely wife, Evangelist Horsley, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of under Pastor Darlene Bunnage, a wonderful woman of God with an excellent spirit. And this is our hour of power of prayer. We started off on this ninth day of March. Hallelujah to God. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We have come into this house together in his name to worship him. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Just forget about yourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, just worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Somebody pray for me, have me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed, took the time to pray. Somebody pray for me, somebody pray for me, have me on their mind, took the time to pray for me. Oh, I'm so glad they prayed, took the time to pray. Somebody pray for me. Hallelujah. We thank God in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad for me. I'm so glad they prayed and took the time to pray for me. Hallelujah, yes. God. I have one more song. I just see something here. One more song, we'll be on our way. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gave me strength from day to day, it would never lose its power. It reaches from the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley.
Oh, yeah.
The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it would never lose its power. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
I want to welcome you to the broadcast today.
Yes, thank you.
We do the opening prayer.
Yes.
And
you,
we're going to let my wife, she's going to read the scripture of the week this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
I just feel the presence of the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Surely.
Oh, yes.
The presence.
Oh, yes.
Of the Lord is in this place. I could feel his presence.
Oh, yes.
Even now.
Oh, yes.
I can look around. I see glory on his face.
Yes.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in his face.
Yes.
I could feel the brush of angels' wings.
Yes.
I see glory on his face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
O Lord God. Abba, patrons above, that's in charge, O Lord God.
Yes.
Hallowed is your name, O Lord God, that your kingdom come.
Yes.
Let your will be done, O Lord God.
Yes.
We come to the hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Looking for you, Lord God, to bless us in a special way, Lord God, in a miraculous way, Lord God, to meet the needs of these, our people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for a wonderful week, oh Lord God, of prayer, Lord God, this far, Lord God, and looking forward for Pastor Scholastica on tomorrow, Lord God, and she'll come, oh Lord God, and we'll have another week, oh Lord God, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, oh Lord God. We thank you for the many testimonies, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that come in and take the time, oh Lord God, to rise to praise your name, oh Lord God, and to give you thanks, oh Lord God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God, that you have bear witness, oh Lord God, surely that you're here, Lord God, and this is the platform that you have ordained, oh Lord God, and given to Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, hallelujah to God, and we continue in this way, oh Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, you're the God that worked miracles so great, oh Lord God. There's just no one else from like you, Lord God. There's just no way, Lord God. Absolutely not, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting our children, oh Lord God. We thank you for protecting us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, during the pandemic, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for protecting us, oh Lord God, from the many dangers, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting our children, oh Lord God, from the gun violence, oh Lord God, and the crime, this killing spree that's going on, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you break that spirit off, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because you're the only one that can, oh Lord God, even in accordance to the scripture this week, oh Lord God, Lord God, it even says, oh Lord God, if any man lacks wisdom, oh Lord God, let him ask it of God, oh Lord God. He said, what's everything we desire when we pray, God? Believe it. When we pray, oh Lord God, we should have it, Lord God. Break the balance, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Every few minutes you turn around, oh Lord God. Gun violence have destroyed someone like, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And Lord God, those that are in charge, oh Lord God, are supposed to keep charge, oh Lord God, oh Lord God. And the government that's supposed to be protecting your people, oh Lord God. And those that Be it the soul not in vain, O Lord God. They look in the Lord, the Lord, the standards, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And we can't take this, O Lord God. Precious life, Evo, Sananakayo, God. These precious lives, O Lord God, that you have gave us, O Lord God, to watch over, Lord God. These lives that you have told us, O Lord God, to train these children up, O Lord God, in the way that they should go, O Lord God. And the adversary and the demons that he's in charge of, O Lord God, just cut them down, O Lord God, for the slightest thing, O Lord God, in traffic, O Lord God, on the way to school, O Lord God, innocent drive-bys, innocent standby people, Lord God, are just becoming products, O Lord God, and victims of the violence, O Lord God. Lord God, hallelujah to God. Lord God, you're the only one that can, O Lord God. And you're the only one that will, O Lord God. Lord God, you say, what's everything we bind on earth, O Lord God, that you will bind it on heaven, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we ask that you bind the violence, O Lord God, and send resolution for it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you for the slumber and the sleep last night, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the testimonies, O Lord God, that people proudly give, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you just touch those that are in hospice, O Lord God, those that are going through financial straits right now, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we even ask that you bless the celebration that Pastor Darlene mentioned, O Lord God, on yesterday, Lord God, for the family that they have, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this Thursday morning here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that you have not forgotten about us, O Lord God. We ask that you bless the governing system of this United States, O Lord God, that you would bless this democracy, O Lord God, and that you would whisper in their ear, O Lord God, that it's not about the democracy, Lord God, but Lord God, we want them to change more, Lord God, to be able to serve the King, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And the King is Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for that precious blood that you have dropped into my heart, oh Lord God. The precious blood of Jesus, oh Lord God, that will cleanse, oh Lord God, for all unrighteousness, oh Lord God. Lord God, send that blood this morning, Lord God, to wash us this morning, oh Lord God, as we gather in your name to praise, as we gather in your name to worship you, God, that I can't see. God, Lord God, that will uproot, that will uproot, oh Lord God, and drive the demon forces back, oh Lord God. Those demons that, oh Lord God, that disembodied spirits, oh Lord God, that hang around, oh Lord God, hallelujah, and territorial demons, oh Lord God, that you would break the power of darkness over, oh Lord God, over many cities, including the city of Jacksonville, Atlanta, Georgia, New York City, Alcoa, Lord God, just all over this United States of America. God, break the power of darkness, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we come asking, oh Lord God, because we need to see a change, oh Lord God. So we come to worship you, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, to heal high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, God, sugar diabetes, Lord God, all kinds of arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you break the power of cancer, oh Lord God, in the bodies, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Whatever cancer it is, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless the mothers, oh Lord God, that are carrying bellies and they children in their bellies, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we ask that you bless all the newborns that were just born this year, oh Lord God, that you will protect them, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you will drive back the violent crime, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would root up that evil spirit up out of the land, oh Lord God. Cause us to be more mindful to pray for you day and night, oh Lord God. To pray, oh Lord God, for the peace, oh Lord God, of this United States, oh Lord God, and surrounding countries, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you, oh Lord God. That was the prayer that was on my heart this morning, oh Lord God. As we enter in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Darlene, oh Lord God, that you would bless her, Lord God, and keep us strong, oh Lord God, as we go throughout these years, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you will bless each and every one here, Lord God, those that have come this morning, oh Lord God, those that have come down through the years, oh Lord God, bless even more so, Lord God, the families, oh Lord God, those that have transitioned into eternal life, oh Lord God, that was here, Lord God, lifelong prayer warriors, oh Lord God, we ask that you bless God in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, as we go through this time, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover every prayer request in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, O Lord God. We exalt your name, O Lord God, on high, O Lord God. Lord God, what shall we render unto you this morning, O Lord God? Hallelujah, Lord God. That you have given us this day, O Lord God, our daily bread, our daily provision, O Lord God. So we thank you, O Lord God. Oh God, we ask that you would just take care of the needs of your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Some need new automobiles, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Some need new homes, O Lord God, and apartments, O Lord God. Even the prayer requests on yesterday, O Lord God. Continue to work on all the prayer requests, O Lord God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless and open the door, Lord God, for Nicole, Lord God, Sister Felton, O Lord God, and her children, O Lord God. Lord God, my prayer is that you would give them a home, O Lord God, that they do not have to move again, O Lord God, with the handicapped son, O Lord God. Lord God, that you would open up doors, O Lord God, because we have all kind of provisions, Father. Things that they just don't tell our zip code, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But it is available, O Lord God. We pray for everyone to have veterans, O Lord God, in the family, O Lord God. Veterans of Farm War, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. The hospital, O Lord God. Hospice, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. People that are going through a time of bereavement, God. We ask that you cover them in Jesus' name, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Again. I love to do the wife is going to come and read the day Kayo Simon Kayo see. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And read the scriptures. We call hallelujah to God and give you some correspondent verses.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you,
Lord.
And we praise you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hope you got your pencil and your paper.
Praise the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace, everyone, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We just give everyone praise. We give God the glory, and we thank God, and we give him the praise on this morning, because truly our God is worthy of all the honor. He's worthy of all the praise. And truly we do honor him. We do honor our dear visionary, our dear Pastor Darlene Bundage, a powerful woman of God chosen for such a time as this. And we do honor all of our powerful clergy on the line, all of the saints, hallelujah, and our friends, hallelujah, that's gathered for this hour of power on this beautiful Thursday morning. We give God the glory. I'll be reading in your hearing the scripture of the week. Hallelujah. It's a very familiar scripture. First Kings chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. And it says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. Hallelujah. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East Country and all the wisdom of Egypt. Glory be to God. And we see here that God always made good on his promises, because we know that Solomon had asked the Lord humbly, hallelujah, and sincerely for wisdom in judging the people, praise the Lord. And the Lord gave him that, just what he wanted. God gave him plenty of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Glory be to God. And we know wisdom is the ability to discern between what is right and what is wrong, and how to apply that word. Hallelujah. And we spoke about last week how that we know that wisdom is the principal theme in Proverbs 4 and 7. The word of God gives us to know if anyone lacks wisdom in James 1 and 5, that we can ask God, who will give us liberally, generously. He will give us all that we need. Wisdom, knowledge, or understanding, God is able to give it all to us. Hallelujah. So we thank God today for this powerful word. And we see here the fact that God did answer his prayer. Hallelujah. I love the way the Lord spoke to Solomon after he had prayed that prayer in 1 Kings 3, and it said, and God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and have not asked for long life, riches, or the life of your enemy, God said that he would give you. He said, behold, I have done according to your words. I have given thee wisdom and understanding heart, so that there will be none like thee before thee, neither after thee. It's very important when we come to the Lord in purity of heart, sincerity of heart, hallelujah, and we are asking something that's good in God's sight, God will give us that, and even for the things we didn't ask for. So we have to remember, when we ask God, make sure our heart is right, our motives are right. It's not for any selfish gain or any accolades for ourselves, but for the glory of God, for the good of God's people. It's so important that we understand that when we desire to do right by our neighbor, by those in our families, God sees that and God honors that, and God will bless us with more than we can hold. I'm telling you, Solomon was so profoundly blessed. Hallelujah. I like what the scripture says here in verse 31. It goes on to say how he was wiser than all the men during that time. He was wiser than Ethan, the Ezrahite, Heman, and Charcoal, and Dardan, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all the nations round about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, talking about Solomon. God gave him the wisdom to share what he knew with others. He also gave him wisdom to create songs. And the Bible says that he created over 1,005 songs. Hallelujah. And he did poems. Isn't that something? Spoke wise sayings, proverbs, a little wise sayings that he shared. Hallelujah. And many of us are yet profiting from the wisdom of Solomon. Glory be to God. So we thank God for, hallelujah, his example. I want to share something with y'all real quickly because I know time is fleeting, but I think it's so important. I have the Life Principle Bible by Charles Stanley, and if you all can, I know some of you may have that Bible, but it's a very good Bible. It expounds on how we can actually seek after God's wisdom. It gives some good insight. It says, first seek him. Seek God in all that we do. If we want to know God's heart, then we need to seek him. We need to meditate too. Seek him, meditate on God's word. Then you will gain more insight into God's mind and heart by studying the scripture. Then obey the principles of the scripture. Number three, obey what you are reading. When you set your heart on obeying God's word, he will teach you how to apply his truth in your life. Then you will know the way of wisdom. Four, observe the faithfulness of God. The Lord has never failed to keep a single promise, you all. He that he made. The Bible is full of the testimonies of God. Hallelujah. We've got to celebrate God's goodness and his love. We got to learn to claim his promises as we read his word. Glory be to God. We have to count it as already done. After Solomon had prayed that prayer that God would give him wisdom, how to discern wisely in his kingdom, God let him know, well, you've already got that. I've already given it to you. So it's so important that God says, even before we ask, God will answer our prayers, saints. When we ask, another important ingredient is asking in faith. Praise God. And then number five would be heed godly counsel. Heed godly counsel. God can use a pastor or a trusted Christian friend to help you see beyond your weaknesses. Don't hesitate to share your needs and fears with those who love the Lord and you. Praise the Lord. That's very powerful. Associate yourself with wise people. Choose your friends wisely. Include God in every relationship, and you will establish a strong, godly base of counselors to support you in making wise decisions. It's very important that we understand it's a two-way street when we're dealing with other people that have wisdom. There's times when we can help. They can help us, and then we can help them. So we have to understand that wise people will help wise people. But remember, iron does sharpen iron. So we have to be a blessing to one another. Glory be to God in this earthly journey. Remember, God loves us, and he don't want us to worry about anything. All he wants us to do is to cast all of our cares on him, saints of God. Glory be to God. And I love what Proverbs reminds us of. Hallelujah. In Proverbs 3, I believe I mentioned it last week, but this is a very powerful verse that we need to remember. These are all words of wisdom here. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understandings. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So it's very important, saints, that you remember these little steps in gaining wisdom. Seek him, number one, with all your heart. Take time to pray. Take time to fast like we're doing. Continue to fast. Continue to live a consecrated life. That means a separated life for the glory of God. We must also live consecrated. Live holy every day, y'all. Make time to fast a little bit. Skip a meal every day. I'm trying to do that every day of my life. Skip a meal. And then get to skipping days without eating. It's so important that we seek the more of God. Seek him. Meditate on God's word. Hallelujah. Think on his word. Let that word marinate. Hallelujah. Let it get from your head knowledge down into your heart. Hide that word like David said in Psalms 119:11. Hide the word deep in your heart so we won't sin. Obey the principles of the scripture. Don't just hear the word, read the word, but do the word with the help of the Holy Ghost. That's so important that we have the Holy Ghost. That's wisdom. Observe the faithfulness of God. As we recall how God is faithful, hallelujah, glory be to God. We know that he will keep his promises. He's a promise keeper. Hallelujah. Covenant keeper. Hallelujah. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. What he has spoken, he's able to make it good, saints. What he said, he's able to make it come to pass. Then we're going to remember five, heed godly counsel. Hallelujah. Seek out friends and relatives that you know who are truly saved, who are truly saints of the Most High God, doers of the word. Hallelujah. And let's associate with wise people. Glory be to God. You remember we learned that little saying, birds of a feather flock together. Come on now. We got to stick with the wise people. We're not going to be foolish. Hallelujah. We want to be called those parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. We want to be a part of the five wise virgins. We want to stay in that group. Glory be to God. So right now, I just want to let you know, continue to hold on, hold fast to the wisdom of God, y'all. Not the worldly wisdom. We're talking about the godly wisdom. I just want to remind you of a few people in the Bible who were considered as wise people. We know Joseph, hallelujah, in the Old Testament, was a patriarch of faith, was also a wise leader. He prepared for a major famine and helped rule in Egypt. Isn't that something? Glory be to God. Joshua was also considered a wise leader, as he learned by observing Moses. Glory be to God. He obeyed God, led the people into the promised land. Isn't that something? David also may be considered as a wise leader. He never let his failures keep him from the source of wisdom, and he always reverenced the Lord. He knew how to repent. It's not that he was perfect. We know that he failed in several areas there, but he knew how to not continue in sin. He truly repented, forsake that way of evil, and he walked in the righteousness of God. And hallelujah. And then we know Abigail was a wise wife. She managed her household well in spite of her husband, hallelujah, who was considered an ungodly man, hallelujah, at the time. But she governed her household wisely. Glory be to God. And then we know Solomon, who also was a wise leader. He knew what to do, even though he may have often failed to put his own wisdom into action, but he certainly knew wisdom. Hallelujah. He knew right from wrong. Hallelujah. It's always important, saints, that we ask God to help us to apply this word. That's why it's important, and it's wisdom to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will keep us straight today, y'all. The Holy Ghost will remind us when we done got off track. Hallelujah. But the thing is to acknowledge it, repent, and get back on the right track with our God. For he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Daniel was also considered a wise counselor, a wise man of God. Daniel was known as a man in touch with God, a solver of complex problems with God's help. And we know he interpreted many dreams, and he was also promoted, hallelujah, because of his stand, hallelujah, in righteousness and fear of the Lord. Glory be to God. And we know that Stephen also was considered a wise man. He organized the distribution. He was a deacon and truly a holy man of God. He organized the distribution of food to the Grecian widows at that time, and he preached the gospel to the Jews. And we know that Paul was a wise messenger. He spent his life communicating God's love to all who would listen. Glory be to God. So we thank God this morning for this teaching on wisdom, and we pray that it's something that we may have said, hallelujah, that would encourage your hearts to continue in the way of godly wisdom as we live out this earthly journey for the glory of God. Now let's come in, saints, and let's give God some glory and praise for the wisdom that he's already given unto us. Let's praise him for the ways that he's already made. But let's thank him for the prayers that he has answered already. I just feel a praise in my spirit. Let's come in and let's worship and let's praise God for his goodness, for answering our prayers, for making ways out of no way for us, his people, praise who's been a faithful God. Hallelujah. Who could be compared to our God? We owe God our praise. We owe God our worship. We owe God our reverence. We owe God Our veins. We want to thank you, Lord, that we have another opportunity to share your glorious God. contact with those that we come in contact with. Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness. For God, you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So Lord, we come to say thank you. We thank you for including us, plan of salvation. Thank you, God, for the wisdom of your salvation. Thank you for the wisdom of your word. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, for waking every yoke in our lives. Thank you for destroying every yoke, oh God, in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing in our lives. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for the truth. Hallelujah. For you said the truth will set us free. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for healing our bodies, God. For healing our minds. Thank you for healing our children. Thank you for healing our loved ones. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done already. Taking away from us, oh God. Thank you for opening your doors, oh God. Oh God, we give you praise for all that you're doing, oh God. Lord, we thank you today that all things are working together for our good. Thank you, Jesus, for the wisdom of your word. Thank you, Jesus, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus, oh God, for all that you bestowed upon us, oh God. Thank you for being our help, oh God, in the time of trouble. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our fortress. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our buckler. Thank you for protecting us from dangers seen. Thank you for protecting us from dangers unseen. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you all the praise, Lord. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for, oh God, your faithfulness, oh God. Morning by morning, oh God, new mercies we see. Great is thy faithfulness. They faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us. Oh, God, we thank you. Help us to lift you up, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, God, you're worthy, God. Oh, God, you've been so good, Lord. You've been so gracious. You've been so compassionate, Lord. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. You've been so faithful, oh, God. Oh, God, you've been so good, oh, God. You are so great. God is so great, Lord. And you are greatly to be praised. Lord, continue, Lord, oh, God, to open our eyes to your many blessings. Help us to count our blessings. Oh, God, one by one, and we'll be oh so surprised at what you've already done. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Oh, God, we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you. We adore you. For our faith. We extol you. We magnify you. Thank you for the protection. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Lord, we thank you. Oh, God. Now we thank you. And we honor you, Lord. We thank you for what you've already done. Yes, Lord. And we are excited about what you're getting ready to do. But we thank you for what you've already done. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
now,
the Lord,
yes.
Everybody.
Praise the Lord. Praise
Lord,
God.
To your name, God.
We thank you.
We praise you this morning, God.
Oh,
yes.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
You are perfect,
you.
Lord.
Thank
you perfectly bless us,
oh,
God.
Worthy,
hallelujah.
Worthy.
Thank you for your love,
worthy,
God.
Oh,
thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh,
God.
Thank you, Lord, because
yes,
of your mercy. We are
hallelujah.
Not to lose, oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord, as we
oh,
Lord.
What shall I render?
Thank you for forgiveness, Lord. Hallelujah.
Unto
this
the Lord.
Mission
yes.
And co-mission,
yes.
God.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all
thank
you're
doing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you share our burden,
Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Worthy, 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 worthy. You are so worthy,
yes, thank
Lord.
You, Father.
You are so worthy of all the glory, every praise. Every praise is to us.
Oh, my God. Every praise. Thank you for the former and the latter rain, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. You trained
every praise.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you for
every
praise. Over a wall, oh God, because of every
praise,
God.
I just thank you for the kingdom of
God.
Hallelujah.
We are more than conquerors. Thank
you,
O God. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, O God. In the name of Jesus,
we give you praise for the victory. The victory is ours.
Thank you,
O God. We praise
the
victory now and always. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus'
name.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. We give you the
power,
Lord.
Holy,
yes. Thank you, Lord.
In the Lord, because
thank
you're doing
Jesus.
A new thing, oh God. You're
thank you.
Making a
thank
way
you, Lord.
In
thank
the desert,
you,
oh
Lord.
God. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
My God, thank you for the new thing today, God. In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
God.
We
thank God.
God.
Speak
for the presence in our lives, oh God. You shall be moved.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Jesus.
You for
yes,
your
Jesus.
Presence.
When it seems like things are overwhelming, oh God, you are
thank
right
you,
there
Jesus.
For them, to give us that peace, God.
Thank you for your presence.
Yes, Lord, you
thank you for your love and your peace and your joy. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that you make our enemies
wisdom,
to be
your
at
knowledge,
peace, God. We,
your understanding.
Praise you, oh God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus,
Jesus,
my God, my God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Now, hallelujah. Now what we're
oh,
going
yes,
to do,
yes,
we're going
yes.
to turn this part of the service over to our dear Pastor Bundage, and she will take us further in our service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Well, we just praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
yes.
God for the songs of
yes,
Zion as we started
yes.
our prayer line this morning, and then the word
yes.
of God that was so rich,
thank
so
you,
beautiful.
Jesus.
I just love the way
yes,
our evangelist
yes.
Wonderman just shares the word
mm-hmm.
of God. I don't know if
yes.
you were here when she was just giving us some pointers on just
mm-hmm.
getting the wisdom of God, and she
mm-hmm.
said to seek him. We have to seek the Lord God Almighty with our whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
And then we meditate
mm-hmm.
on his word. Hallelujah. So when you meditate on his word will be within us, and we'll make those decisions based on his word. Hallelujah. Praise
yeah.
the Lord, and then we obey his word. When you meditate on the word, you have it in your heart, and you won't sin against him, and you will do what he said when you have it in your heart. Glory
yes.
to God.
Yes.
We observe the
Jesus.
Faithfulness of God. That is the thing that we have to remember, that God is a faithful God. He will not fail us. He will not turn his back on us. So thank God for his faithfulness. And then we will heed his godly counsel. Yeah, so we, each and every one of us, we know people who we can turn to who have that godly counsel, who has the word of God in them, so that we can share the word of God with each other, because iron does sharpen iron. We do appreciate all that you have shared this morning, Evangelist Wonderland. So we just pray that God continues to bless and increase and enlarge you and your husband as you continue the work of God. So we have a few prayer requests that I want to share, and then you'll have your chance to share whatever prayer request or praise report that you may want to present this morning. So we have a someone by the name of Jim. He had developed a sciatic nerve, and then one day he was riding his bicycle and got hit by a car. So he's recovering from that. So we pray that God will strengthen his body and help him. We also want to keep Tony in prayer, who was also hit by a car. That's Sonia's brother. And so his leg and his, I believe his leg and his hand got hurt. So we're going to pray that God will continue to bless Tony to be healed, and also that he will be delivered from the drug demonic spirit that's upon his life. So we pray for that. Also praying for my brother Roderick, for the demonic spirit of drugs that's in his life. And also for my nieces and nephews who are using crack, I mean not crack, but just getting high and they're drinking alcoholic beverages. And I know one has had some issues with traveling, riding in the car while he was intoxicated and getting arrested. So we just pray that God will just touch and heal these family members. And you may have family members who are dealing with the same kinds of things. So we're just going to pray for the families to be delivered from drugs and alcohol and anything that is not of God. Even the lying demon. There are different ones in the family who just have a lying spirit, just lie no matter what, just foolishly lying. So we will pray that God will deliver our family members from these demonic spirits that have taken over their lives. We also want to pray for Norris, whose knees need to be healed. So let's pray for him. Amen. So anybody else have anything you want to share, you can at this time.
Good morning, Sister Darlene. This is Chris. I want to pray for our neighbor. They lost their son yesterday. He had pneumonia, and he passed away. It was their only son. So I just want to pray for them and just pray for anybody that's going through bereavement. It's just so many people that's just passing away right now, just from different things. Like, I just seen somebody else just passed away this morning that I had known for a long time. It's just, it's a lot. So I'm just praying for everybody, that everybody get right for with God. We got to really, really pray for salvation, because these people are just packing up and leaving. We got to pray for them. And, I mean, I'm just praying for my kids. Like, I'm just praying that God provide me enough money I could just move my kids away and raise them somewhere else. I'm going to be honest. That's what I'm really, really praying for. That's why I'm just praying for my business that he provide. But I know God is able, because he know my heart, what I'm really trying to do. So I'm just really, that's really what my heart's prayer is right now. So I just, Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
I have a prayer request. This is Marie. A friend of ours named Keith had to put his two dogs away that he had for six years. Ever since they were smaller, and he was really upsetting him, and so he needs comforting for that. And also, he has been harassed through emails, loaded the emails to the point he had to call a lawyer. So let's pray for him and the person. His name is Keith. So let's pray for Keith and the person that's harassing him through email. So that be resolved, situation be resolved, or the person who's doing it get some help. And so he can get on with his life also. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you,
Sister Gladys. My prayer is for my sister Mary. I forgot, get prayer for her, for her throat. Supernaturally heal her throat, because doctors are talking about doing surgery from obstruction of her airways, and that whatever that obstruction is, that it be removed supernaturally in the name of Jesus, because the doctors, a lot of doctors down there in Florida, they are just operating on people, and it's probably everywhere just to be operating, because that's more money. And so when they do, I know a friend of my daughter, my sister's got went in for surgery, and she never was the same again, and she died from that surgery. So I'm just thanking God for supernatural healing of her throat in Jesus' name, so that she keeping her from swallowing. Probably will be removed in the name of Jesus. God, for my nephew James Williams, that he be restored back to God. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Saints. This is Linda Taylor. I'd like to have prayer for my husband's co-worker. I mentioned him, I think, a couple of weeks ago. Van, he has stage 4 cancer and also cancer in his kidneys and lungs. And I pray for when I go to Atlanta, I have a beautician, Valerie. She has cancer. Lift her up in prayer. And my granddaughter called me the other day, and she said, Nana, he's a young man. She says that his mother, she has stage 4 cancer, and he can't understand. His mother is a nurse, and she never felt any pain. She always was, you know, healthy. So I ask that you lift up his mother. I don't know his mother's name, but his name is Darnell. She knows that she doesn't have much time, and for her son, I want you to finish school and go to college. But he needs some strength, and I ask that the Lord will send him ministering angels. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda. Praise God. We will be praying for that. Anyone else?
Okay. Good morning, fellow speaker. Let's just continue praying for salvation and healing and deliverance of the lost souls and our family members. I thank God for this morning being here and everything, the prayers, the word. I thank God. Thank you.
Oh,
amen. Okay, somebody is speaking. I don't know if that's Linda D, but it sounds like your phone is not really working right. I don't know if anybody else is having the same hearing problem.
Yes, this is Linda David. And I've been praying for my kidney to be ill.
Your kidneys, okay. All right, and then someone else is speaking.
Good morning, this is Glenda. Yes. Good morning, this is Glenda. I just wanted to ask for prayer for a cure. Not just a treatment, but a complete medical cure for cancer. It seems like there's a lot of people being impacted by that terrible disease.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. We would like to have prayer for our friend, Sister Shonda Works, and her family. We're praying for salvation. We're praying for healing and deliverance. Praise the Lord. And also, I have a couple of friends of mine, Saints of the Most High God, in the hospital and need prayer for healing, Sister Beverly and Sister Musette. Keep these young ladies in prayer here in Jacksonville. Thank you.
Prayer for the measles on the towel, that we got to go to twice a month, and in the way of cancer, the young man, Zach is the name, he came about a month or so, and they next prayer for he had cancer of the lymph nodes and stuff. We prayed and we believed God. We added him to the prayer list, and yesterday I saw him. He said it's gone. He's healed. No more cancer in that body there.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for the healing. We bless your name, God, for the testimony this morning. God, we just praise you today, oh God. There are others who are being healed right now in the name of Jesus from cancer cells. We just praise you, God, today for that wonderful work you have done. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just want to remind us, when we are not speaking, if you will please mute your line so that we don't have that background noise. Somebody's
scratching around or doing something in the background, and we can hear it on the line. So if you could just please be respectful, that's all we're asking today. And each and every day. Amen. All right. So let's all come in. We have not given your prayer request. Just speak it out when we're praying. So we're going to pray for all these requests today in the name of Jesus. So let's just come together. Hallelujah. Lord, this morning, oh God, for Jim, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you healed this sciatic nerve, oh God. You're the one who can back, God, to up that nerve, God. So we do not be searching that pain, God, but the right to
God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
We say hallelujah and amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. We praise God this morning for these prayers. Thank God for the prayers that have gone up. Thank God that he has already begun the work. He's already completed some of the work that we've asked him to do. And so we're just grateful for that today. Thank God for the fervent, effective prayers of righteous men and women that avail us much. So, well, we're at the top of the hour of Power of Prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And I seal and cover all prayers and praises with the blood of Jesus. And I thank God today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. This is our heritage as the servants of the Lord, and our righteousness is of thee, said the Lord. So I decree this morning for every sister and brother in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they will not come to pass. I decree this morning that we continue to bless ourselves by saying God's word, because we believe what Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And so that's one reason why we decree and declare the word before we leave. And even during the course of the day, you decree and declare the word of God over your life and your family's life. And I decree that our seed is blessed because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. This over our lives on a consistent basis. So I decree for each and every sister and brother, this includes Apostle Horsley, Sister Wonderland, Darlene B., Darlene M., our Sister Gladys, our Sister Glenda, our Sister Mary. This is for our families and ourselves. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sister Marie, Sister Lois, Sister Yvonne, Sister Linda T., Sister Linda D., our Sister Sheila, Sister Yvonne, Sister Pastor Scholastica, Sister Chris, Sister Teresa, Sister Lucinda. And we thank God today for those names that we didn't call out, because we know that God knows each and every person who comes and shares with us on this prayer line. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for Sister Sheila and Sister Yvonne. We thank God today that God is blessing and healing and delivering each and every one of us and our families. And we pray today that the words of our mouths, we decree that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in the sight of the Lord, who is our strength and our redeemer. I decree today that the Lord restores to the people of God, hearing my voice, your fortunes, as he restored the fortunes of Job when he prayed for his friends. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that you will come to your grave in an old age like the stacking of grain on the threshing floor in its season. I decree the Lord's word, and that he will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, the great army which he sent among us. Hallelujah, Jesus. We decree that the Lord gives you strength when you are weary, and to him who has no might, you shall increase in power in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we have on the whole armor of God. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we see God working very wondrously each and every day. I decree that the Lord has given us power to get wealth, and we are in a wealthy place, that the businesses will flourish more than we could ask for things. Some will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars, according to your faith. So be it done unto you. And I decree today that we continuously humble ourselves and pray as we seek the face of God in the name of Jesus. And I do want you to know that I do love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. And we love people into the kingdom because God so loved us that he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth, who gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So everybody be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Come back tomorrow. Let somebody else know that we're here. They can join us wherever they are in the world. Just dial into the number, and they can share in what we're doing for the kingdom of God. I love you. Have a great day. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today. and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.